Thanksgiving is the time most Americans talk turkey. But Shirley and Clausen hopes they'll think of turkey every day of the year. Next, we'll head to the backyard to grill some gobblers on this edition of the American Countryside. When you think of eating turkey, you usually reminisce about large family gatherings around the dinner table at Thanksgiving. But Shirley and Clausen is trying to change the way we think.
We are interested in having people think about turkey all year long, and especially since a lot of people like to grill during the summertime, we'd like for people to think about turkey as an option to cook on the grill.
Clausen is a culinary specialist with Butterball. Many Americans do plenty of grilling each year, but when you're grilling turkey, you have to adjust to a different method of preparing the meal.
With burgers and hot dogs, you're using direct heat. So to cook a whole turkey on the grill, one wants to use indirect heat. And you can do that with a charcoal grill, or you can do it with a gas grill. The real key is where you're not putting the turkey directly over the heat source.
It's the same turkey you might eat for Thanksgiving, but you still need to prepare the bird a little differently than the way Grandma may have done it.
It's not quite as exact as cooking turkey in an oven. Use a meat thermometer, and then it should be 180 degrees in the thigh and 170 degrees in the breast.
Shirlene says many people are trying an occasional turkey on the grill to add variety to their diet. Her job allows her to experiment with many different recipes, and she makes them available to cooks online.
The place to find the recipes is Butterball.com. When you cook turkey on the grill, you can put a barbecue sauce on the outside. Generally, those kinds of things you want to add the last half hour so they don't burn. You can also find recipes where ingredients have been put under the skin.
Traveling the countryside in Downers Grove, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCrae.